Hey Mason, today we're digging into Lakotabet, a transformer-based model for low-resource Lakota language. This paper earned today's slot because it is the closest published work to your specific mission, providing a direct look at how researchers are attempting to build a specialized language model for Lakota from the ground up. Speaker, to understand why this matters, we have to look at the massive gap between high-resource languages like English and languages like Lakota. Most modern artificial intelligence is built on the assumption that there are billions of words available to train on, but Lakota is a critically endangered language. While the population of the Sioux people is large, the number of fluent speakers is estimated to be only about 2,000. This creates a massive data scarcity problem. When you try to use a standard model designed for English on Lakota, it fails because it doesn't understand the unique way Lakota builds meaning. Lakota is what linguists call an agglutinative and polysynthetic language. This means that instead of just putting words together like English does, Lakota often builds entire, complex thoughts into a single, long word by adding various suffixes to a root. If your model is only looking for individual words, it is going to miss the entire grammatical soul of the language. The researchers Kanishka Parankusham, Rodrigue Risk, and KC Santosh decided to tackle this by building Lakotabet. They used an architecture called Roberta, which is a more robustly optimized version of the original BERT model. Mechanically, the way this works is through a process called masked language modeling. Imagine I give you a sentence, but I hide a few words with a blank space. To fill in those blanks correctly, you have to understand the context of everything that came before and everything that comes after. That is exactly what the model does. It takes a sequence of text, masks out 15% of the tokens, and then tries to predict what those missing pieces are. By doing this millions of times, the model starts to learn the underlying patterns, the grammar, and the relationships between words in Lakota. Rodrigue Risk and KC Santosh decided to tackle this by building Lakotabet. They used an architecture called Roberta, which is a more robustly optimized version of the original BERT model. Mechanically, the way this works is through a process called masked language modeling. Imagine I give you a sentence, but I hide a few words with a blank space. To fill in those blanks correctly, you have to understand the context of everything that came before and everything that comes after. That is exactly what the model does. It takes a sequence of text, masks out 15% of the tokens, and then tries to predict what those missing pieces are. By doing this millions of times, the model starts to learn the underlying patterns, the grammar, and the relationships between words in Lakota. To get the model running, the authors had to build a corpus from scratch. They compiled about 105,000 lines of Lakota and English text. They pulled this from dictionaries and web-scraped sources. Because much of this historical and cultural data exists only in older books, they had to use an optical character recognition engine called Tesseract to turn images of pages into digital text. This is a huge part of the pipeline, and it is where things get messy.
Findings of the paper give us a real-world look at how these models perform when they are hungry for data.
One of the key metrics they used was masked language modeling accuracy. They found that Lakotabet achieved an accuracy of about 51%. To put that in context, that is slightly better than the standard BERT model, which sat at about 50%. While that might sound low compared to English models, it is actually a significant milestone for a language with such limited resources. It shows that the model is successfully picking up on the linguistic structure. For a polysynthetic language like Lakota, this is non-negotiable. You cannot treat a complex Lakota word as a single, unbreakable unit. You have to allow the model to see the subcomponents, the roots, and the suffixes. This is how you bridge the gap between the morphology and the machine. The takeaway isn't that the model is bad, but that the transformer architecture is capable of learning Lakota even when the data is sparse.
You should ask the authors if you ever get the chance. I would ask them how they handle the specific diacritics used in the Spanish Lakota orthography during the tokenization process. Specifically, did the BP midorganizer treat a character with a diacritic as a single unit, or did it break it into a base letter and a separate accent mark?
This distinction can completely change how the model understands the relationship between sounds. I would also ask how they plan to handle the dialectal differences between Lakota and Dakota, given that they share about 70% of their vocabulary but are distinct languages.
Speaker is a blueprint. It shows that the path to a community-governed sovereign AI for Lakota is paved with the hard work of cleaning messy OCR data and carefully managing subword tokenization. It is a starting line, not a finish line.